Massive guest joins us on the show today, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's Australian, you know, like celebrities, and then there's cult figures.
There's legends.
Yes. I feel like this man fits the bill. None other than Shannon Null joining us. New song out today. It's called Don't You Want to Stay. How's things, mate?
G'day, guys. That was a wonderful intro.
Wow.
Yeah, really good, guys. How are you?
Never
we're
better.
Living the dream.
I mean, hearing your voice now, everyone can relax. Everyone can calm down. There's been so much fanfare around the station.
Absolutely.
Around this.
It most certainly has. There's been fanfare around this song as well, because one of the perks we get working in radio is we get it before it gets released. So obviously it is out today, but I've been listening to it the last couple of days. Feels a bit more like heading back to country kind of roots, I suppose. Mm. Is that what we can kind of expect moving forward with your music?
Yeah, mate, I think, you know, it's inevitable at some stage, obviously being born and bred on the land myself. There's a deep connection to the country market there as well, mate, you know what I mean? So I definitely think down the track there'll be a little bit of a shift in that direction, for sure.
The other one I wanted to ask you about, I know we're switching gears a little bit here, but you're in the fishing business there for a while with those bait bombs. Can we expect any other, like, interesting little businesses you're starting up, or have you got any side hustles on the go at the moment?
Mate, anything's possible, brother, I'll tell you. Mate, yeah, I don't know, mate. I'm thinking about maybe bringing out a line of mayonnaises.
Oh, my God. Nolsey, you just got me excited. That's my favourite thing in the world.
Well, it works for Paul Newman, didn't it? So, actually, in all honesty, there is something coming out later on in the year that's not anything in the fishing industry. It's something else, but really exciting as well.
So. Nice. Maybe the mayonnaise could go on some Shannon Null slaw.
Hey,
entrepreneur. An ad campaign's writing itself.
Exactly. I can hear him making notes in the background. Fair enough. That one's for free, mate.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Well, something that does excite us, and something that you and I do, Ari, a fair bit, is head to the gym. So, Newcastle, you're coming in May, like, any chance we can get you down to, like, Revo Charlestown or something like that?
Or Anytime Fitness?
Swolesy in the flesh?
Yeah, mate, we'll work it out for sure, depending on if I've got gigs the night before or not, but we should be able to work something out. I'm fairly focused at the moment, so it's good.
Excellent.
Are you pretty aware of the Swolesy memes that go around? Like, I'm a Gen Zer. Do you see all this kind of floating around on the internet?
Oh, bits and pieces, mate. Yeah, I don't sort of dive in there and go searching for to see what people are saying. I just throw some stuff up so I've got some content.
Yeah, well, we can attest. We've seen it all, and the comments have been really on your side, so well done to you, Swolesy.
Oh, good. Oh, as long as that's the case, then I'm happy.
Do the kids give you a hard time at all, or no?
No, they're pretty good, mate. They're pretty good at home, so thank goodness they know a cop.
Well, it's so crazy. I mean, and it must be wild for you to step back and look at it, but when you, I guess, started your career, did you think that, you know, you got young kids, that their friends would be also listening to your music, that you'd transcend and become this figure through decades and decades?
Mate, no, not at all. It was probably the last thing on my mind at the time and the whole time. You know, I've just been so stoked that the Australian public gave me the opportunity to start a career and continue one. So, you know, it's just all about, you know, showing thanks for that and also, you know, just doing the best I can. I'm just here treading water, mate. I'm not trying to worry about what impact you're having on the kids. They can handle that.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think you're floating pretty comfortably, mate, like we said.
Lovely.
Your song, Don't You Want to Stay, is out today. You can find that on all your regular streaming services. Of course, you're on your way to Newey, 17th of May, playing it next. You've also got the That's What I'm Talking About 20th Anniversary album coming out shortly.
Yes, mate. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that with a few new tracks. This single as well as another one of my own. And apart from this one, the Cosmos. So yeah, a couple of singles on there as well.
Absolutely stunning. Your music is, as well as you are too, with your new Swolesy persona. You are killing it. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and we can't wait to see you when you come to Newey.
Good on you guys. I really appreciate the support. Thank you so much.